The sheer mass of people lined up to testify at these budget hearings means that those who do speak only get a few minutes to make their cases. Robert Brevard works as a dentist in the state's prison system and used his time to protest Governor Jim Doyle's plan to privatize 130 healthcare jobs in the Department of Corrections. He says state employees know how prison healthcare works and over time have developed expertise in their jobs. Brevard says private providers won't meet those high standards.
The point of their contracts is to generate profits, and these profits go out of state, and I think that's reprehensible.
College freshman Gudrun Jeffer of Shorewood showed up to speak on behalf of her younger sister, who's in eighth grade. She ran down a list of how funding cuts had changed her town's school system.
When I attended Shorewood Intermediate School, I took 8 classes. Due to budget cuts, the day was reduced to 7 periods. I was able to take 2 languages at the middle school. My little sister can only take 1. I had physical education every day. My little sister has physical education every other quarter.
Most educators went beyond just describing budget cuts and specifically endorsed the governor's plan to pick up 2/3 of the state's public education costs. Doyle's plan to borrow money from a state fund for injured patients to pay Medicaid bills received plenty of attention. Madison resident Karen Foxgrover needs a wheelchair to get around and told lawmakers state Medicaid money helps her pay for the home care she needs. She says a healthy Medicaid system lets her stay active.
I need to stay in contribution to the community, and I don't ever want to live in a nursing home. I did it once for a short time. It was just not the way I wanted to do my life, and I wasn't really allowed to do the life I do out in the community.
The legislature's finance committee now begins the task of crafting its own state budget. Its Republican co-chairs announced at the outset of these public hearings that Doyle's budget is irresponsible, and they want to start over from square one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.